This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress on Clara Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Clara, C-L-A-R-A. The place was Sugarbush Manor. The date was June 9th, 2022. I repair a chief complaint. Mrs. Smith was seen regarding pain in both hands, limiting her function, period. She also has diabetes mellitus and coronary artery disease and hypertension and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Comparing of history, Mrs. Smith's biggest complaint today is pain in both hands, period. She's known to have arthritis and there's a slight deformity, and she says she cannot use them very well, period. The left arm is becoming weaker as well, period. She states that she takes a pill that's a mood pill, but couldn't tell me what kind, which helps a little bit. We note that she uses trazodone, but she states it only helps for about an hour. I mean, we know that she takes. Tramadol, but only works for an hour, period. She also uses acetaminophen, period. Her hypertension is controlled with Losartan, and her blood sugars are relatively stable as she follows them at the home, period. There's no polyuria or polydipsia, period. There are no hypoglycemics, such as sweating, tremor, or palpitations, period. She denies any cardiac complaints at present. Paragraph, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is not too bothersome to her now, period. She also has a few arthritis, including foot and leg pain, and her toes hurt, period. Her legs are weak and dull, but she does walk with her walker and seems to get around okay, period. Paragraph review of systems. No fever, chills, major weight change, period. No headaches or chest pain or shortness of breath. No cough or phlegm. No abdominal pain, vomiting, or diarrhea. No dysuria. No rash or itch. Multiple arthralgias as noted. In paragraph passes includes arthritis, heart disease, diabetes, mellitus, glaucoma, hepatitis B, urinary incontinence, macular degeneration, coronary artery disease with two stents, catheter replacement, and a cholecystectomy, period. New paragraph examination. She was not acutely distressed. Temperature 97.3, blood pressure 180 over 60, pulse 51, O2 saturation 93%. Head and neck was unremarkable, oral mucosa normal, ear normal inspection. Eyelid and conjunctiva normal, extraoculus normal, neck supple, no nose. Lungs, clear to percussion to an auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal as 1 as 2, no gallop, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. A musculoskeletal. She does have slight hemorrhages and Bouchard's nodes in the hands and slight tenderness in the joints. But no redness or sign of itis, period. It's noted the foot exam was done and it was unremarkable, period. The face was intact, motor was intact. The pulses were palpable at 2 plus and there's no deformities or gangrene, period. The paragraph assessment and plan 1. Mrs. Smith has pain in both hands and Tylenol and Tramadol alone do not only help partially, period. She thinks the Tramadol lasts only an hour, period. There is some tenderness, so I will add prednisone 5 milligrams daily for 2 weeks, period. In paragraph 2, she has diabetes mellitus, which appears controlled with metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, plus Ivacon, 100 milligrams daily, plus Lipizide, 10 milligrams BID, period. 3, she has essential hypertension, controlled with was starting 25 milligrams daily, period. Or she has instant coronary artery disease with 2 stents, and I will continue metoprolol. And she's not taking the metoprolol, she's taking dudoprol, 100-12.51 BID, period. This is, I believe, metoprolol plus a diuretic, period. When 5 is chronic constipation, then I will do Sen 8.6 milligrams twice a day, with Miralax 17 grams daily, period. Because gas is soft for reflux disease, I'll continue the Prilosec 20 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.